Good morning, beloved, and thank you for taking the time out to meet with me on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we spend just a few moments studying God's Word. Today we are in Mark chapter 2, beginning verse 18, and Jesus is questioned about fasting, and the Pharisees question Jesus about Sabbath observances, and Jesus references the story of David and his men eating the holy bread that, according to Leviticus 24:9, only the priests were allowed to eat. And if you want to look that up, that story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 1 through 6 in the Old Testament. But let's go ahead and we'll start reading up Mark chapter 2, being at verse 18. And not to forget that God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading. Here we go. On one occasion, the followers of John the Baptist and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came to Jesus and asked him, "Why is it that the disciples of John the Baptist and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but yours do not?" And Jesus answered, "Do you expect the guests at a wedding party to go without food? Of course not. As long as the bridegroom is with them, they will not do that. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one uses a piece of new cloth to patch up an old coat, because the new patch will shrink and tear off some of the old cloth, making even a bigger hole. Nor does anyone pour new wine into used wineskins, because the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins will be ruined. Instead, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins." But Jesus is walking through some wheat fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples walking along with him, and they began to pick the heads of wheat. So the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, this is against our law for your disciples to do that on the Sabbath." And Jesus answered, "Have you never read what David did that time when he needed something to eat? He and his men were hungry, so he went to the house of God, and he ate the bread that had been offered to God. And this happened when Abiathar was the high priest, and according to our law, only the priest may eat this bread. But David ate it, and even gave it to his men." And Jesus concluded, "The Sabbath was made for the good of human beings. They were not made for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." And today's key verse is found in Mark chapter 2, verse 28, where Jesus said, "So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." And again, beloved, we see it's just the natural propensity of the flesh. We want to own things. We want to control things. We like to think that we are the man or the woman in charge. And the Pharisees just couldn't stand it when Jesus seemed to be snubbing his nose at the, at their little rules and regulations that they had made up. And again, yes, we do want to keep the Sabbath. We want to honor the Sabbath and keep it holy, and remember that God gave man the Sabbath for a day of rest. We were made to observe the seventh day, and yet the Pharisees just took this special day that God had given his beloved creation and then turned it into something that was onerous. They, now you had to do this and you had to do that and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that, and you definitely could not enjoy that day of rest that God had provided for his creation. No, we just need to be careful. God has blessed us with every good, every perfect gift, and we need to truly be thankful to God for all the things he's blessed us with, and not desecrate them by making them into something that they're not. He has given us things to enjoy because we are his children, and he loves blessing his children. And so as, you know, Jesus and his disciples, you know, found out, you know, there are just some people that they don't like it when you're enjoying life. And there will be people in our lives that aren't going to like it when we're enjoying the good things of God, because they're not. That's just human nature. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are Lord even of the Sabbath. May all I do and say this day be in accord with your teachings and reflect your love and compassion for all people. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 19, when the Pharisees begin to plan Jesus' death. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours. God bless.